Have you ever thought, controlling my anger will take years? This is just how I am. Or, other people keep pushing my buttons. What am I supposed to do? If so, you're not alone, but you are believing things that keep you stuck. Because anger doesn't just come from what's happening around you. It comes from the stories you've accepted about yourself, your past, and what's possible. Today, I'm calling those stories out because they're not protecting you, they're trapping you. In this episode, you'll learn five of the most common myths we tell ourselves about anger and why they're doing more harm than good. I'll show you why controlling your anger is not as hard as you think and how small shifts in awareness can create massive changes in your relationships, your emotions, and your life. And remember, you're not an angry person. You're a person who's ready to let go of anger, and it starts right here. Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of the Anger Secrets podcast. I'm Alistair Dews, and for the past 30 years, I've helped over 15,000 people learn how to control their anger, master their emotions, and build calmer, more respectful relationships. If you're listening right now, I just want to say thank you. You just showing up here today is your first step on your anger management journey. Every week on this podcast, I'll be sharing the exact tools and stories I use with my private clients. Simple, powerful strategies that actually work. But if at any point you want to go deeper, just head over to my website, angersecrets.com. There's plenty of resources there, including a powerful free training, and you can even book a free 30-minute call with me to discuss anything to do with anger. With that said, let's begin. So, what are the most common myths and lies about anger management? Myth one is that I'm not that angry. Many people try to downplay their anger, especially if they're used to being told that they're always angry. They might say things like, I'm not that angry, or I can't help it, I'm just a naturally passionate person, as if there's nothing they can do about it. The truth is, anger causes far more damage than most people think. I have seen many people, for instance, who say they're not angry, but their bodies tell a different story. They might have high blood pressure, they might be constantly on edge, or they might get headaches or stomach aches when they become stressed. Worse still, the anger issues that these people are denying may be affecting these people's relationships, families, or jobs, often without them even realizing it. Many people, for instance, only decide to get help for their anger when their partner or spouse has already left them. By this time, it is often too late to repair the damage that anger has done to the relationship. This is always a tragic situation. So, if you're telling yourself that you're not that angry, ask yourself, what damage is anger doing to my health, my relationships, and life? Be honest when you are answering this question. You might be surprised at the answer. Myth two is that anger is just a normal emotion. Many people believe that anger is a normal emotion that everyone experiences from time to time. Often these people also believe that there's nothing they can do about their anger. It's just how they are. While it's true that we all feel angry at times, it's essential to understand that whether we feel angry in a situation or not is entirely up to us. As I have described in previous podcast episodes, anger is a response to how you think about situations. It's not the situation itself that makes you angry. It is your thoughts about the situation. So, if you're telling yourself that anger is just a normal emotion that you can't do anything about, or that it is normal to feel angry sometimes, ask yourself, what am I thinking about the situation that is making me angry? Again, be honest with yourself. Once you identify the thoughts that are making you angry, you can start to challenge them. In particular, the question I like to ask my clients about anger is that, is it helpful to be angry in this situation? If the answer is no, then it's time to start changing your thinking about the situation. This can take time, but it is always possible. Myth 3 is that learning to control anger is difficult. You may believe that learning to control anger is a long, difficult, and frustrating process. You might think that you will need to go to counseling or therapy for months or years and talk about your childhood and all the things that have ever happened in your life to make you angry. Or you may think you'll never be able to change and that you're just destined to be an angry person. All of these thoughts simply aren't true. While it does take some effort to learn how to control your anger, you can learn to control your anger much more quickly and easily than you may think. As you learned in episode 3, the three keys to anger management, the first step to controlling your anger is simply to become aware when you are getting angry. A simple way to do this is to notice the physical signs that you are getting angry, such as a racing heart, clenched fists, or teeth, or feeling hot all over. The second step to controlling your anger is to start changing the thoughts that are making you angry. As I mentioned earlier, it's not the situation that makes you angry. It's your thoughts about the situation. So, if you change your thinking, you can change your anger. There is more to controlling your anger than these two simple steps, but they are an excellent place to start. In fact, most people I work with can implement these steps and see a significant reduction in their anger in just 21 days or less. If they can do it, you can do it. Myth 4 is that you must attend counseling or therapy sessions to control your anger. Like the other myths we have discussed, this myth is simply not true. While attending counseling or therapy sessions to control anger can be helpful for some people, it's not necessary for everyone. And in some cases, attending counseling or therapy sessions to control anger can be harmful. This is because, as I mentioned earlier, anger is a response to how you think about a situation. So, if you're attending counseling or therapy, and the therapist is only focusing on your past experiences and childhood, they may be inadvertently reinforcing the thoughts and beliefs that are making you angry. For example, if you grew up in a family where you witnessed abuse or violence from your parents, you may believe it's normal to be angry or abusive to get what you want. And for some people, the more they talk about their childhood experiences in therapy, the more they reinforce these damaging thoughts and beliefs. Not only that, but many counselors or therapists are simply unaware of the simple and powerful tools that can help anyone to control their anger, often far more quickly than you may think possible. So, even if they are trying to help you, many counselors and therapists do not have the tools or knowledge to make a difference. In my experience, the best way to learn how to control your anger is to seek out someone who is experienced in helping people with anger and who is aware of the tools, techniques, and strategies to help people control their anger quickly. If you'd like to learn about these anger management tools, techniques, and strategies from me, I offer a life-changing course called the Complete Anger Management System. The Complete Anger Management System will teach you how to control your anger, master your emotions, and create a calmer, happier, and more respectful relationship, often in just 21 days or less. To learn more about the Complete Anger Management System, visit my website, angersecrets.com. The final myth I want to discuss today is that other people make you angry. This is one of the most destructive myths about anger, and it's also one of the most common. The truth is, other people do not make you angry. As you have learned in previous podcast episodes, you create your anger. It's true that other people, events, and situations can trigger your anger, but it's essential to understand that it's your thoughts about these events that make you angry, not the events themselves. For example, if your partner comes home from work and ignores you, you may think, "They're such a jerk. They don't care about me. These thoughts will make you feel angry, and you may respond by criticizing your partner or telling them that they're selfish or inconsiderate. Now, let's consider the same situation again. This time, however, instead of thinking your partner is a jerk or that they don't care about you, you think, maybe my partner has had a bad day. I'll give them some space and see how they are later. These thoughts will not make you feel angry. As a result, you will not respond to your partner in a way that makes the situation worse. As you can see, the bottom line is that other people do not make you angry. It is your thoughts about other people or situations that make you angry. And the good news is, you can choose what you think. You are not a victim of your thoughts. You have the power to control your thoughts. And as a result, you have the power to control your anger. Understanding that you create your anger is one of the most empowering realizations you can grasp. It means that you are in control of your anger, not other people. It also means that you have the decision if you get angry or not, simply by changing your thoughts. If you want to learn more about how to change your thoughts to control your anger, then check out my course, The Complete Anger Management System. Okay, before we finish today's podcast, let's quickly review the myths and lies I've discussed. Myth one is that I'm not that angry. Myth two is that anger is just a normal emotion. Myth three was that learning to control anger is difficult. Myth four is that you must attend counseling or therapy to control your anger. And myth five is that other people make you angry. Okay. Thanks for listening to today's episode on the myths and lies we tell ourselves about anger. If this was helpful for you, hit that follow button and maybe leave a quick review. It helps others find the podcast, and it might be the exact nudge someone else needs right now. And remember, if you want that free training or a chance to chat one-on-one with me, just head over to angersecrets.com. There's a free 30-minute call you can book. No pressure, just a genuine conversation. And if you're ready to get serious about changing how you show up in your relationship, take a look at the Complete Anger Management System at angersecrets.com/course. I'd love to help. One final thought before I go. You can't control what other people say or do, but you can control you, your tone, your choices, and your responses. And that's where your real power lives. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only, and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.